If you're like us, finding a place to eat is never an easy thing to do. Whether we're in Levittown, Floral Park, New York, or traveling, I always find myself wishing I had a trusted friend I could call to tell me where to eat. The infatuation is that friend. The infatuation helps you find the right restaurant for any situation. Need a place for a first date? Trying to find a spot for your birthday that you don't want to celebrate, except you also kind of do? Maybe you're trying to find something healthy, whether it's keto, paleo, whatever. The infatuation has you covered in all of those situations and many, many more. So if you ever need a place to find a place to eat, but don't want to read through thousands of unreliable crowdsourced reviews, hit up theinfatuation.com or download their free app for iOS and Android to search thousands of restaurant reviews and guides in 22 major cities around the world. Or let the infatuation do the work for you by sending a text to 64560. A real person will respond and help you find a restaurant that's perfect for whatever situation you find yourself in.
Cool.
There we go.
Tuesdays with Tyke and Target.
Yeah, Kim. Everyone was like, did we miss the podcast yesterday? No.
We're here.
Just Labor Day. Yeah. All right.
I'll turn the volume down.
So we're here with our special guest.
Hey.
This is Noelle.
It's nice to meet everyone.
Super interesting person. She's going to tell you about all she does, and we're going to make it a whole podcast. We're going to make it an entire episode.
Yeah.
What's up, Kim?
Hey, dude, Kim.
And Dean. And Dean put a thumbs up. I love it.
Thumbs up.
Got our sailways and our guava mango black tea.
And cold brew CC. Guys, we kind of miss you.
Yeah.
A little bit. We haven't heard from you in a while. So, you guys are around. Come say what's up.
That was a weak one.
That was weak.
I know. It's probably super loud in the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Hey, Brittany.
Wow.
Hey, Aunt Laura.
Ooh.
My cousin's getting married this Saturday. I'm going to see them.
Oh, congratulations.
It's going to be a good time. We could dress up a little fancy.
I didn't shake that good, and I did not pour it good.
What is it's okay. It's going to taste good.
What a disappointment of sailor.
My CBD. Oof.
Same.
Big shout out, Tonic CBD.
Big shout out to you guys.
Walter?
Yeah.
Drop some. That's actually probably really good in the tea. Throw some in the coffee.
Brand new dropper bottle. Nice.
Oh yeah.
Gonna feel good for the podcast tonight, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Glad you can make it.
So we got a couple of cool topics for you guys tonight.
Yep.
We're kind of just going to talk and BS, but cool topics are going to come. So it's a little bit different than what we normally talk about, which is the whole point, but we're going to tie into then what we talk about. So I like to branch off. We always like to branch off a little bit because there's a lot of areas in the field that we speak about.
Awesome.
Yeah, you know. Cool. So Why don't you just tell everybody who you are, what you do, maybe why you got into it?
All right.
We'll roll into some questions because I know me and Marty are going to have some.
And just let us know if you guys can hear us all right.
Can you put CBD in coffee? Hell yeah. Yes. And Laura, yeah, you can put CBD in the coffee.
We just did.
Actually, it goes really well together. The tonic CBD especially because they add pure maple, so it adds kind of a little bit of sweetness.
Ooh, it does.
Like that, right?
It's nutty.
Yeah. I like the earth. I actually like the earthy taste. I could go.
Earthy tones?
Yeah.
I'm like almost done with that.
So, my name is Noelle Covery. That's also my Instagram handle, so it's just my name. No fancy stuff.
We're going to put all the Instagram handle, any other links that we talk about. We're going to put it all in the show notes so you can check Noelle out, see what she does and everything too.
Nice. So I'm an Ayurvedic practitioner, a holistic nutritionist, a self-development teacher, an herbalist, an energy healer. So I kind of, across the board, do all sorts of healing, but I mainly focus on integrating Ayurveda with holistic nutrition in a modern way, and then also help people with self-development. So, yeah, mind, body, soul right there, pretty much.
Yeah,
it's pretty much a mind, body, soul medicine, and Ayurveda is basically the sister science of yoga. So it's a lifestyle system, and it's rooted in the ancient Vedic texts, basically. So instead of it just being like a movement style of medicine, it involves different lifestyle practices, diet, herbs, healing, formulas, all sorts of different types of healing. So I've taken all the basics, not the basics, the deep stuff too of Ayurveda, and now have like more modernized it so like anyone can adapt it to their lifestyle. Because the one thing that I realized through learning it and teaching it too is that like people couldn't stick to my plans because they're like, this isn't realistic for my lifestyle. Like I have kids, or like I have to work in the morning. Like I can't spend 2 hours massaging myself and then like taking a bath. And I was like, okay, I have to like adjust this a little bit.
Yeah.
And you know, and then I started to really adapt it to people who are in fitness, and people who are recovering from surgeries, or, you know, pregnant women. Anyone can basically, you know, integrate Ayurveda into their lifestyle really easily.
That's awesome.
And then
that's very cool.
Yeah, and then the holistic nutrition end of it. I went to school for holistic nutrition, so I took like Ayurveda and nutrition and then applied it together in that way, in that frame of mind too.
Now my question, what's different between traditional nutrition, which we all know I have a very strong opinion on, and holistic nutrition?
So the interesting thing about traditional nutrition is I actually was in school for that, and then like after a week of taking classes, just a week, I didn't even go to all the classes, I dropped out and then went to a different school for holistic nutrition because it was so out of alignment with what I was finding to be true on my own journey. And the difference really is that, you know, there's no pyramid that's going to tell you, like, you know, this is good, this is bad, this is how much you have to have for everyone across the board. It's really individualized medicine, individualized nutrition, and it teaches you about the whole form of food, how it breaks down in the body, how you can use it, what organs in your body uses it, you know, like, it really kind of, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Nutrition doesn't really make sense.
No, it does not. The food pyramid doesn't make sense.
No.
Mm-mm.
Ever.
And they actually adjusted it now. It's called the My Plate. That's the new food pyramid.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which still doesn't make sense.
No.
Okay.
It just looks cool now.
Yeah.
It's colorful and it's fun. And
yeah.
It still doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Good try. But
intent is there.
That's honestly where like Ayurveda really made sense to me because it is individualized medicine. So what's right for me might not be right for you or for you. So it really looks at like your makeup of your body, what your tendencies are and your imbalances to correct that and maintain your balance.
Cool.
So that's like, you know, that's why keto works for some people, paleo works for some people, vegan works for some people. It's like, and that's the other thing about it. It's like, I really don't believe in labeling yourself by the food that you eat because the body is ever changing. So depending on, you know, what is going on with your body, like keto might work for a certain amount of time, but then it's not going to work later because your body switches. You
we're
know?
Huge yeah. advocates on that. We
yes.
literally
yeah.
we preach every single episode that do what works for you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But that's what happened with me. Keto was working really well for me, and then out of nowhere,
stopped.
Yeah. So now I still do keto, but I only do it for half the year.
Yeah,
and I do paleo for half the year.
Yeah.
Intermittent fasting I only do for half the year.
Yeah.
And I feel great when I do it, but after the period is over,
yeah,
I'm
going
to
kind
of hit that wall again, and I'm going to have to
absolutely.
Switch up to paleo without... So it's, you know, it's what works for that person.
Absolutely.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what made you get into... Just in general, like, what made you, like, what sparked your interest in health, fitness, nutrition, healing, like,
so
before
I,
your degrees and certifications and stuff? Like, what was the real
yeah.
root of it?
I was always really into fitness. I was, like, a super athlete in high school. I was a competitive rower, actually. I was second in the
Sick.
Nation in
nice.
My class and my weight class. And, yeah, I started to get really sick out of nowhere. Like, my body just started to break down. I started to have heart palpitations and just all sorts of issues. And basically what ended up happening, like fast forward in the story, is I was diagnosed with a really rare kidney disorder.
Oh.
And I wasn't given any solutions to heal the problems that the kidney disorder had already, like, you know, pretty much given me, but plus no solution on how to cure the kidney disorder
yeah.
either. And then I started having issues like PCOS and... hypothyroidism. I had tumors throughout my whole body. I had cancer.
Wow.
Like I had all these things that
Shit.
Kind of yeah that came up and it just
that's heavy.
Yeah. So it pretty much like my own body forced me into this path and I wanted so badly to get back to a place of where I could be not necessarily competitive in my fitness but where I could. Push myself to that point, and I wanted to recover, and I wanted to heal myself, and I wasn't getting answers elsewhere. So I knew that I had to take action in my own life, and
take into your own hands.
Yeah, and there's been many times along that path where I kind of like strayed off, not necessarily strayed off, like where I was doing it on the side and then pursuing something else as my career. When I was in college, in my first couple of years of college, I was still practicing nutrition and Ayurveda and doing all this holistic stuff. I was modeling and I was acting.
Cool.
And I was really sick. And what I realized is like I couldn't be in anything else other than health.
Yeah.
Because if I wasn't in it, then I wasn't going to have health for myself.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much
health
what brought
is,
me there.
Health is the most important thing.
Yeah.
You first, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That goes for everything.
Yeah.
You know, that goes, I mean, that's what we do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Health is number one.
Absolutely.
Health is number one.
Health is number
if
one.
If you don't have your health, you don't have much else.
It's pretty funny because there's, like, you know, people around our age who just don't get that yet for some reason. It's like,
yeah.
I don't, it's like, for, I think maybe you have to have some sort of traumatic thing in your life.
Well, that's what it is. I find
like,
that a lot of people
you know?
Don't, a lot of people take advantage, most people take advantage of their health and the fact that they are, you know, somewhat healthy. They take advantage of that until something...
Until something
know, detrimental
happens, yeah.
happens, and that's when that's their wake up call.
Yep.
Those,
no, it's like
yeah.
I just don't. That's why I try to tell people every day. It's like, trust me, like don't
yeah.
wait for that to happen.
Absolutely.
No, it's the same thing with
self
development too.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are not going to start developing themselves and improving themselves
happens.
Until they hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
Well,
and it's like you know, it's like in a way that can be good, but why hit rock bottom before you can start improving yourself and you don't have to? It's,
right.
It's kind of
right.
like where my mind is at with it. Like, I started doing self-development, too, and improving myself, and I help people with that, too. But it's like,
yeah.
even for me, like, I was in a pretty bad place when I started getting into it, but like, I didn't let myself hit rock bottom before
yeah.
I started really doing it. So that's where like, a lot of people take it for granted until something like that happens.
Yeah,
and then
yeah pretty
like,
much.
Shit, maybe I should start.
Everyone takes their health for granted.
Oh, yeah,
100%.
I did for years.
Yeah.
Years, I did.
Same.
Yeah.
I mean, that was kind of what brought me here.
Same.
Yeah.
You know, because it's almost now 2 years when I decided to quit drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like to a point where I needed to make a change in my life. And it was kind of just, I took my health for granted.
Yep.
You know, and I took a lot of things for granted. And it was just, quitting drinking was just one of the things. And then I'm just, with that came my health. And I'm like, kind of looked at myself in the mirror and I'm like, shit, I was like, I really like, I like to, I thought I was taking care of myself, but I would look in the mirror, I'm like, you were abusing your body, like,
yeah,
day in and day out, not really giving a shit about it. So then I made the change, you know,
yeah,
and
that's what happened with me.
You know,
I thought I was
doing
healthy.
Yeah.
You know, when I was doing, like, I used to do natural bodybuilding, and I,
mm-hmm,
but I was like, I look back now, and I'm like, I was eating, this is actually why I'm borderline vegetarian, because
right,
I gross myself out. I used to eat baked or boiled chicken,
mm-hmm,
broccoli, and brown rice.
Yeah.
Every 2 hours.
Oh, no.
Every 7 days a week. Every 2 hours I used to eat. I used to think that's what I needed to go into,
yeah,
you know, to have more calories and the gains. And the
gains.
And I realized,
yeah,
I would literally force feed myself.
Yeah.
Like, if it was on the hour that I was supposed to be eating, if I wasn't hungry, I would eat it anyway.
Yeah.
So I was,
yeah,
like, but, you know, I was 185 pounds. I'm 5'7".
Yeah.
I have no business being 185 pounds. And I was puffy, and I was just big, and I had no definition. I did not look good.
Yeah.
You know, and that's when I was like, this is not, everything that I was taught is completely misleading.
Absolutely.
Me. So,
well, I was,
and I wasn't
skinny my entire life.
I felt bad. I felt like I couldn't wake up. I was like all tired, and, you know, now looking back, it's like,
yeah,
my blood sugar, my insulin was spiking and dropping every 2 hours because I was eating 2 cups of brown rice. And I'm like, and little did I know, that's why I was feeling like shit the
right
whole time. But,
well, I was like, I was skinny my entire life. You know, I was an athlete. I played baseball in college, and, you know, I always played competitive baseball throughout the summer, and then I kind of just stopped caring for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm,
I think the heaviest I ever got was like 218 maybe, and like, I, like he said, he has no business being 185, which is like awesome for some people. It's like, I had no business being 218.
Right.
I'm like, I was fat and huge and just like,
right,
I had like, my face was eating my face, and like, yeah, it just looked not good.
Right.
You know, I just,
right,
felt uncomfortable. I was always tired. I was hungover all the time, and it just wasn't conducive to a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sometimes you do gotta hit rock bottom to get to that point, unfortunately.
I never really like hit that point because I didn't have that like chance to do that, but I totally understand,
mm-hmm,
that completely, because I was eating really well. It was just something I like couldn't help.
Yeah.
But I guess that's part of what makes me like so passionate about it too, is like, I didn't even like want this, and this happened,
mm-hmm,
and like, so value your health.
Of course.
You know, it's like,
yep,
I meet people sometimes and they're like, are you gonna be like this all the time? Because I'll like spit facts about food and spit facts about things. I was just with a couple people in Vegas like last week, and one of the guys I was just like, he's like, are you gonna rob me of my fun this whole time? I'm just like, are you gonna judge me when I eat fries? I was like, listen, you can do what you want. Actually, there's a lot of trans fat in those fries.
Yeah. So maybe you should only add a couple.
I was just like, you know, I just like, I'm full of facts. You can use them. You don't have to use them. I'm not judging you. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's how it is. That's how,
yeah,
it should be. If you want help, come to you. You know, they'll
absolutely
come to you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, now, you have any questions? I don't want to steal questions away.
You're good. You're good.
We always have the same.
I know.
Questions anyway. Since we have a big keto friendly viewer listener base,
mm-hmm,
what are your thoughts on keto?
Yeah, just tell me a question.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
You want to know my real,
yeah,
thoughts on keto?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We are as brutally honest as can be. So
don't worry.
Be as brutally
we can
honest.
Edit this,
okay,
later on.
No,
so
okay,
don't worry.
So, I definitely think that there are parts of keto that are really beneficial. You know, having good fats in your diet is really important.
Yeah.
Being keto is not sustainable, lifelong sustainability. And even though, like, it can give you instant results for some people, for other people, it actually might cause, like, more mucus and, you know, more heaviness in the body. Like, there might be, the fat might just be, like, shifting a,
mm-hmm,
little bit. So in that case, like, I support certain aspects of it. Like, I think that avoiding grains is really important. I think,
cool,
that, you know, for some people, having certain fruit sugars, it's not good for them. But like, you have to know your body to know that like certain things aren't good for you. Like, I used to not be able to digest like any fruit sugars, like even berries. Like, it would just like send my like sugar levels like through the roof. And if I ate one date, I felt like bloated for days. Like, I couldn't deal with it. But I had PCOS at the time, and I was like really in the thick of it. And when I started to, like, when that started to really work itself out, I started to be able to have those things again. And, like, now I can eat a banana, and my blood sugar levels are fine. Like, my body does not, like, spike from that.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
My body wants it. Like, it craves it. So, you know, when people, like, are labeling themselves as, like, a specific diet, this is why, like, I think that the labels are so negative, not just for like your lifestyle, but like for your mind, because you also feel like you can't break free of that.
But
it's like, I have people.
Labels psychologically are.
Yeah,
like,
they just. Yeah.
So I try to tell people, like, don't
like call yourself that.
People all the time ask me, like, don't message me and be like, am I allowed to have this? Am I allowed to have this?
Like, you're allowed to have anything you want.
So I tell them, like, you're a grown ass adult.
Yeah,
you're
like,
you're allowed to have whatever
you want.
Yeah. Or when people go, is this keto?
Is
this
keto?
It could be.
And I'm like, I try to tell them, like, keto is a state you put your body in. Like,
so, yeah, exactly.
Can be keto.
And
it's
the other thing about that is, like, what people who are, you know, following a keto diet, like, very strictly should be aware that, like, long-term usage of, you know, keto products and doing that is actually going to disrupt your metabolic system, and you actually won't be able to process those, you know, healthy sugars, those things that your body needs to repair, you know, the glycogen in your body, like, that you actually need. Like, fruits are super high in oxygen, and, like, our body needs that, like, you know, so cutting out, like, an entire food group like that, I just think is a little crazy. I understand the grain thing completely.
Right. I went gluten and grain-free, like, years before I even knew what the hell keto was.
Me too. Like, I've been gluten-free since I was 13, which was really hard at the time, but it's like,
yeah,
I wasn't gluten-free product.
Of course.
Yeah, and, like, now it's like, oh my God, like, everything's gluten-free, but it's, like, also terrible for you, so,
yeah.
Like,
well,
so,
CVS,
I mean,
I saw cookies that were gluten-free.
Yeah,
like,
and they're just, like, full of stuff.
Those are probably just full of sugar.
Yeah.
And so, I think that it is really important to be mindful of inflammatory foods, like grains and things like that, but to, like, cancel out all the other good foods in your life that are, like, maybe
because they're not labeled
right.
Keto.
It's,
well, I think that's,
it's putting yourself in a hole.
I'm definitely agreeing with that, 100%, because I think there's a lot of, because I'm a part of a lot of keto groups, as are you, on Facebook, and it's always, it's a big advocate of do what works for you and how it affects your body.
Yeah.
Because for me, I eat strawberries and blueberries and I enjoy them and I feel great in blackberries and raspberries, you know, and like, they're fruits, but you go on to some keto message board and just
can
I have fruit? And they're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I actually removed myself respectfully from a lot of the keto groups because I just couldn't.
Well, they drive you insane because it's so.
They do, yeah.
Because a lot of the communities are so, like,
judgmental.
We like to call it judgmental, and we like to call them the keto police.
Yeah.
And it's like,
it's like the vegan police.
Yeah,
the
vegan police.
And
like,
they hate each other, but they really are the same people.
There's, like, a police for, like, every type of lifestyle.
Yeah.
And, like, people,
like,
attack people for, like, wanting to go eat certain, like, actually healthy foods.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's like, this community is about trying to help somebody.
To help other people, support each other,
and
like, being the best self.
You're getting
attacked. Like,
it discourages people.
Yeah.
And then they start falling off their ways.
Yeah.
And they may be getting, they may have lost 35 pounds. And they're like, oh my God, I want to eat this. And they're like, no, you can't eat that.
Yeah.
That's not keto.
What's wrong with you?
That's not keto, yeah.
You're eating a strawberry?
Yeah.
You know what's cool about
the
groups, though? And
you can unsubscribe from them.
That, out of all the groups and all those the nonsense that we were talking about, the one group that stays true with like 80,000 plus members is that lazy keto adjust group.
They do.
Because she started a group that had like 5,000 members, and she was like, she messaged me and she was like, can you maybe like join our group in the beginning and kind of like help clear up some myths and this and that? And I was like, of course.
Yeah.
And I still am in that group because, like, she's got over 80,000 members right now. Like, she's got a real following.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, she keeps it a support group.
Yes.
Like any negativity, like she's like on top of it.
She does.
Even with 80,000 plus members, if there's any negativity,
she does shut it down very quickly.
No, that I think that's
and that she keeps
really
like even if someone does ask a question, instead of like the members in that group like attacking them, like what are you insane? You can't have tomatoes. It's like keto. Like she or like the other she or like the other members will be like, or admins or whatever will be like, well, like they'll say straight up, they're not professionals, they're not experts, they're just level headed people who have lost. You know, she lost. I think it was like I was talking to her the other day. You know, we stay in contact still, and she's like, I sent you pictures of awesome, like her before and after pictures are phenomenal. She does keto properly. She lost 120 pounds.
Yeah.
Like over the course of a very healthy timeline.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so like, but she just, even as a non-expert, she doesn't claim to be an expert. You know, if she doesn't know the answer to something, she'll be like,
I don't know.
Let's
find
out together.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a very cool, like, a support group should be that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, it's interesting because a lot of, I mean, my followers are totally mixed, but I don't get a lot of hate from keto people because I do, like, I aside from my fruit intake, I mean, I pretty much abide by most things keto because even if it's not like high in fat, it's there's no like it's low in carbs.
Yeah, right.
Not like because there's no grains, you know. So it's like pretty much like low in carbs. But I do get a lot of like negativity from people who are vegans who think that I'm vegan, and I was vegan for 10 years, but I'm not vegan anymore because it doesn't serve my body right. But I do totally understand people's opinion on being vegan. It's just that. Like, I was getting sick, so for me, I was like, my whole mission was to heal myself, so if it's not healing me, then, like, I'm not doing it. Like, I don't, and, like, and of course, like, when I have bone broth, and I have, and I actually, like, order my, like, raw milk from a farm in Pennsylvania, like, you know, like, and I don't, I use it as, I use that type of stuff as a supplement, you know, I think of, like, animal products as a supplement as opposed to as, like, a full-on, like, meal, because I think that also, like, shifts the, you know, the sustainability of it. It's like, I'm not like just eating it because like my body needs it. I'm only eating it when my body needs
it. Well, I had to recently change my whole lifestyle too. I went vegetarian, basically my form of vegetarian, you know, about 4 months ago. Like I do bone broth every day.
Yeah.
You know, I do eggs, I do fish.
Yeah.
I was getting physically sick from eating meat.
Yeah.
Even like the good quality grass fed, grass finished, like
you don't eat meat.
But
like
I can't
like
eat
that,
meat.
But
I can't eat meat. I can't eat chicken.
Not because
I
don't like to. I just like you. It's like
I can't.
I
can't
know,
do.
I'm not even just.
You can't digest it. Or
no, I actually my body like thrives on meat right now. But I was off of it for so long that
makes
like
sense.
There's this psychological part of me that's like I feel really guilty after I eat and like. I think you're just supposed to feel happy after you eat. And the fact that like, I was feeling really sad, I was like, you know what? Like, I'm not going to force this on myself, especially if, like, there's other things like fish and eggs that, like, I can enjoy that don't make me feel this way.
Yeah.
You
that's
know?
How it is,
yeah.
I'm completely happy. And my so far, I've been able to sustain with eggs.
Is it Pleasant Pastures
it's
Farm?
It's called Utter Milk.
Utter Milk.
Utterly Milk.
Utterly Milk.
Utterly Milk.
Wait,
yeah.
Do they have? I'm gonna look them up anyway.
Yeah.
But do they have a whole bunch of stuff? Or is
they
it
have
just
a whole bunch of stuff. They have cows, sheep, goat. They have eggs. They have duck eggs. They have ghee. They have meat. They have fish. They have pet food. They have like everything.
Wow,
they have.
I
want to
get
grass-fed, like,
grass-finished bones
yes,
to make my own
they
broth.
They can do that. They also
I
have
buy the Epic
raw.
Bone broth.
They have the broth too, though, and they have like all different types of broth. They have duck, they have chicken, they have like
see, that's what I
want.
That's good.
And the minimum order is $25. Even though the stuff is a little bit, you know, like it's not like super expensive. You're gonna go to Whole Foods, you'd spend the same amount, but
like lesser quality too.
Lesser quality, you know, like I think a gallon of milk is okay. So maybe not exactly the same, but a gallon of like the raw milk is, and I don't get the cow, I get the sheep, but that's like. $12, but like I mean,
you're getting raw sheep milk.
Yeah.
That's actually not bad.
It's really not that bad, and like it's delivered to your door. You're not like you don't have to pay for like the shipping or
that's
delivery. Good. Yeah,
well, it's like Utterly Milk.
Utterly Milk. We're gonna put that in the show notes because I'm also gonna check them out tomorrow and probably buy a bunch.
Is it spelled how
it sounds?
And
they deliver it right to your door.
That's really cool.
It's so cool. I mean, like, it's this, like, random
There's a place
plant,
in the city
like,
called Brodo.
Yes, they do the broth, and that's really good. But they don't deliver out here.
Nah, I wish.
Because I like requested that once, and they were like, "Are you kidding me?" I was like,
yeah.
"I'm not actually kidding, but like I was just checking."
Just can't hurt to ask.
Can't hurt to ask.
Now
I spelled that completely wrong.
Was
it utterly delicious milk?
No.
Or
like
milk?
Utterly like U D D.
Yeah, I should definitely spell that wrong.
Utterly.
I just spelled utterly. This it?
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
So you just make an account and then you shop.
I'm shopping there tomorrow. I'm literally gonna, as soon as we're done, like while I'm waiting, I'm cooking a cauliflower pizza crust tonight. So while I wait for that to cook, I'm gonna order a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Now I wanted to ask too, since we're both huge advocates on it, and the last like 5 or 6 months I've been doing extensive research on it. I checked it myself too. Blood sugar levels.
Yeah.
Which I'm really super happy you brought up about Jack.
Mm-hmm. This website. I'm upset.
Before I go on with my own, before I put my own two cents in, what, in your opinion, is the importance of blood sugar levels, whether they spike, drop, stabilize? What's the importance, in your opinion, of blood sugar levels?
Well, there's a lot of different things, you know. Specifically for me, women with PCOS, which is 80% of women, and most women don't actually know that they have it. If you've ever had a cyst on your ovary, you have PCOS. And if a doctor
So what is PCOS?
It's polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Okay.
It's basically when your body produces too much of one hormone. So like for me, it was testosterone, and no one would have ever known this, but like I swear to you, my testosterone levels were at 989. That was my highest, and that's higher than most men.
989.
And like I was just like a very lucky woman where like I didn't have like facial hair, I didn't have like things going on, but like I had these insane cysts all over my ovaries, and then I had like this huge surgery to remove a cyst the size of a grapefruit.
Shit.
That was like my last thing with it. But a lot of women can produce too much testosterone or too much progesterone or too much estrogen. So it really depends. Like there's different variations of PCOS in that way. So that's why it's really individualized medicine. But any woman that has it really needs to focus on their blood sugar levels, because the spiking of it will cause your hormones to spike. So depending, and for me, the sugars, it increases your DHEA levels, which increases your testosterone levels. So I needed to cut out like everything that was sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I don't have the PCOS, like I can, you know, have different things, but I also have to eat them at specific times of the day. So the time of the day that you eat, you know, good sugars, like fruits and stuff like that, makes a really big difference.
Yeah.
But it also affects like your thyroid, you know, your energy levels, inflammation in the body, and then digestion as well. So, you know, it's pretty much everything. So keeping your blood sugar levels like even throughout the day and not having them spike is the best thing that you can do, because you're not fluctuating like your hormones like this. You're not, like, your body is just like staying at this even rate, and it, you know, it's staying in balance. So that's why it's like, if you cut out certain foods and like you're totally okay eating them, it doesn't really make sense. Like if you've never had a problem with like eating fruit sugars before, but like now all of a sudden you cut it out, like you're actually gonna cause your body more harm. But like if you have an issue with your blood sugar levels and eating specific fruits like or greens or whatever you decide to eat, you know, causes that to spike, then you need to be very cautious and aware of it. And it's interesting because like when I was diagnosed with, and I was like in the thick of my PCOS, like I had to take my blood sugar levels. And I remember that being like a very traumatic thing, because a lot of women who have PCOS are pre-diabetic. And I was like, oh my God, like how could I possibly be pre-diabetic? Like, I don't have like sugar, like I eat like so clean, like how could this be possible? And you know,
it's almost Paris.
It was, I was eating a lot of melon, you know, because I was also like trying to heal other things in my body. So like for me, one of the thing with my kidney disorder is I was really low on potassium, and that is what was causing like my heart palpitations and the cramping in my chest and everything. And so I didn't want to take the medication. So when I was weaning off of this medication, like when I was like in all of this stuff, I was doing it with like smoothies.
Okay.
So because you can absorb potassium from fruits like really easily through the smoothies, and then that was causing my blood sugar spikes, and that was causing my PCOS to be like exacerbated. So like I was healing one thing but causing distress to another thing.
Damn.
So that's why it's like really, really important to like no matter what information is like out there, mm-hmm. and you know, to educate yourself, to take it all in, but apply it to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and like not just be like, well, that worked for that person. It's like, it's gonna work for me, but like it's not guaranteed.
No.
So
yeah,
like
it's not.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of times people, like when I'll post pictures about like I had the Capello's pasta.
I love that stuff.
But it's like, people are like, oh, that's, again, that's not keto. How can you eat that? I can have that? And I'm like, I try to explain to them. I said, like...
Like, I don't know if you can have it.
I don't know.
I'm sure it's all going
to
eat it.
I try to explain to people, and I'm like, well, I'm a very big advocate on blood sugar levels.
Yeah.
Whether you're diabetic, or no matter what you have, like, you really want your blood sugar levels to be stable anyway.
Yeah.
No, you don't want your blood sugar levels spiking and dropping, and your insulin spiking and dropping, and it's just not a healthy way to live. You know, not to mention you're exhausted all day, you're hungry all day. So I'm a huge, you know, believer in, like, I don't like when people I stay away from things that spike my blood sugar. Now it's to the point where I can feel it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. I used to test my blood a lot, and now it's like I can tell after I eat something, you know, 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, whatever, if it did or not. And... Now, I try to explain to them, well, the ingredients in Capello's pasta, it's literally almond flour, cage-free eggs, sea salt, and xanthan gum, I think.
Yeah.
Those things are not supposed to, like, spike your blood sugar.
Yeah.
But everybody's different.
Everyone is different.
So, like, for me, like, I was wondering why, like, it says, yes, X amount of carbs on the label.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 24 grams of carbs per serving.
Right?
Not that I ever eat the serving, but
I eat
almost the whole box.
Yeah,
you know, and I'm like, and I was wondering, I was like, well, why do I not feel bloated and exhausting?
Right.
Like, if that was real pasta, I'd be in a coma. I'd be like,
you'd be like literally in a coma for
so
days.
I would, you know, I was wondering, I was like, why does this not spike my, like, why does this not make me feel tired and bloated?
Yeah.
Why do I feel good after eating something that tastes like real pasta? For someone who hasn't had real pasta in years, like, forgetting keto, just the fact of it being gluten, I haven't had it.
Yeah.
So, sure enough, I tested my blood sugar after eating almost a whole box and nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, same thing with the Siete chips. You know, I can eat those. It's cassava. It's I ate a whole bag and it didn't spike my blood sugar.
Right.
The Siete wraps didn't spike my blood sugar. So even when I am a little bit stricter keto during the winter and the fall, that's when I'm stricter keto.
Right.
But even still, I eat those things because they don't spike my blood sugar.
So it's really interesting that you're more like keto during the winter and the fall. Is that like that's an intuitive thing?
Yeah, I do that with like the kind of like caveman, primal, ancestral type. Because if you think about it, like he was actually the person that he was actually one of the people that got me into
primal
this entire thing. Yeah,
right.
I took his health coaching program.
Did you?
That's really
interesting. It was a little pricey,
like,
but it was worth it. So like, if you think about it, like, to our knowledge, there's really no way of truly knowing, but to our knowledge, our ancestors, the cavemen, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if
they
you know anything about
that,
it,
things like that,
in the winter, they were pretty much keto because they were eating animal fat and animal protein when they could get it.
Yeah.
So they were going periods of fasting, and when they did eat, they were eating animal protein and animal fat. Plants didn't really grow in the winter.
Yeah.
They didn't have berries. They didn't have an abundance of fruit. You know, so they were fasting with high fat and protein anyway. And then in the summer, plants and fruits and things were full blooming. Animals were out. They weren't hibernating. So they had more abundance. And they were higher in the carbs and the sugars, the natural stuff, in the summer and spring because that stuff was there.
Yeah.
And in the winter, they were fasting with, you know, just animal proteins and fats.
Yeah.
Not realizing it, but that's really how it was. And like, I get the argument all the time, like, we've evolved. Yes, but like, in the grand scheme of things, we really haven't evolved that much to where your body doesn't still have its primal, you know, its primitive instincts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
I think like it also depends, like, you know, like where your ancestry is from in terms
big
of
time,
like that.
Big time.
But it's interesting because like in Ayurveda, so there's three different doshas. It's Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. And we each have our own constitution, which is a balance of the three doshas. And each dosha represents the elements of the earth. So Vata is air and ether, Pitta is fire and water, and Kapha is earth and water. So if you think about those types of elements in the body, like Vata is in fall and into the winter, so it's really dry and it's super like mobile. It's kind of like floating above, like everything in your body dries up. It's rough, it's kind of erratic. Having like more grounding foods like meats and fats are going to lubricate the body and also ground the body more and ground the mind. So like it's interesting that like you intuitively do that because that is the best time of year to have it. And then like in the spring, or if you think about like earth and you know the kapha, which is the earth and the water, it's like really damp and cool and moist, so it's kind of watery. So in the body, that's like mucus, right? So
yeah.
You don't want to have a lot of fat. You actually kind of want to dry that up a little bit. And then in the summer, why we have like fruits and things like that is because we want to cool the body off because it's so hot in
good
our body. And like yeah,
jeez.
So
it's kind of mind blowing to think of it like that.
Yeah,
I never even thought
yeah.
about
that.
It's
awesome.
Food
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. So it's you know you can really kind of like. Apply, that's what I love about, you know, all these different, like, methods of thinking is you can really, like, take it all and apply it to the way that, like, it intuitively feels to you. But for me, like, Ayurveda was always, like, my basis, and I took, like, the concept of that, and I just, like, built upon that to try and kind of form something a little bit more modernized and not so strict. Because, like, in Ayurveda, you have a lot of beans, and, like, I don't eat beans.
Yeah.
So
well,
that.
That's what it is too. It's like a lot of times people think they have to be so strict
oh,
with
yeah.
something, and it's like I ask people. People ask me all the time, like, "Oh, how can you be so laid back with it?"
Yeah.
I'm just like, cause it's fun. Like I'm just like I learned. I was
yeah.
learning as I went. I guinea pigged on myself when I started. I didn't have anyone helping me. Like
yeah, yeah. we talked about this.
And I just like yeah. Like I just and people are like, "Oh, like I had people come into the store all the time or message me all the time. They're." Like, oh, I have to stay with 20 grams of carbs for the day, right?
No, stop. I hate it. Stop being so serious.
And especially on keto, like,
oh
even
yeah.
even off of keto, I'm a big
yeah.
believer in counting net carbs.
Yeah.
Because your body doesn't digest a lot of the fiber.
Yeah.
Like, even the fiber that your body does digest, it helps actually stabilize blood sugar levels.
Yeah.
So for diabetics or keto, it's actually still okay to subtract the actual fiber. Because I get the argument, oh, they're soluble and insoluble. Yes,
sure.
But a lot of times people don't realize in most people, soluble fiber can actually help stabilize the sugar levels
yeah.
and work well in your colon. So it's actually beneficial.
Fruits are like super, you know, fruits, like it's funny because like that's like a really big issue for people on keto. It's like, okay, forget the grains. Like we don't even want to condone eating grains, really,
yeah.
you know, but like for fruit, it's like when you, like I eat my fruit after I work out in the morning.
Yeah.
Like I work out for 2 hours. I do my weightlifting, I do my cardio, and then I have celery juice, and then I have like a big plate of fruit.
Yeah.
And that's my fruit intake for the day.
Yeah.
And, but like my, but like that's, my body's actually going to use that.
Oh,
like
yeah.
if I
right.
eat fruit at night, even if I want to and I'm craving it, like I'm going to be bloated, I'm going to be tired,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to feel lazy in the morning.
Yeah.
It's because my body's not using that sugar.
Yeah.
And like my levels don't spike when I work out in the morning and then I eat it, but like, you know, when you completely cut yourself off from eating a whole entire food group because you're like afraid, I don't know what
yeah.
you're afraid of, but like, you know, it's like you have to like try to like, you know, do things. It's just like a little,
yeah.
to
yeah.
me, I'm like, it's food.
That's what it is.
It's like,
eating,
okay, it's real
food.
Food. Like, it's
yeah.
not like I'm like telling you to like go and eat some Cheerios. Like, I'm like, hey, like, have like a. Have some strawberries.
Yeah.
Like,
we're going to be okay.
And that's
going to be fine.
And
yeah.
that's the thing with, like, even with me, I've been so on, like, real whole foods
yeah.
that I can't have a lot of, like, the keto-friendly alternatives.
Yeah.
Like, all those cool bars and granola bars and, like,
yeah.
the cakes
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff. It's, like, it's keto-friendly.
But that's not for
but,
your stomach.
Yeah.
All the sugar alcohols
yeah.
and, like,
well, no,
sugar,
this is
sugar. Sugar alcohols. Yeah, dude. Oh
my
God.
Stomach is like, I can't stomach that
yeah.
stuff at all.
And I
like,
can't, like, people
I,
ask me all the time,
there's
oh,
only
how's this? And I'm like,
products that.
I'm like, I'm
like
bloated and
yeah.
my stomach hurts.
So
like,
I have to stick to real whole
foods.
Foods,
yeah.
And that's why even on, like, my little bit stricter keto, you know, which I'm going into fall and summer, spring, the fall and winter now,
yeah.
I'm kind of going into this, my little bit stricter on the keto, but I still have my, fruits, I still have my berries, you know, and because I can't have those alternatives.
Yeah.
And I would love to have a smart cake, but like they use erythritol and whey protein, which I can't have
yeah.
either of. So it's like I have to kind of like, I have to modify it and improvise
yeah.
and make it my own because
that's another
I just
thing
can't,
that,
you know.
The Utterly Milk, they have whey from their animal.
Oh, that's pretty
they,
cool.
They sell
that's
their
cool.
whey,
yeah.
so like, I mean, anyone that's like interested in that. And
cool.
they have colostrum too.
Okay, cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I do actually the reverse. I eat my berries at night.
Okay.
Because then
you burn it more.
Because I,
yeah.
you know, because I usually fast as well, so it burns my glycogen, and I usually work out in the morning, so it kind of uses, I burn that off even more, and then I usually don't eat until like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, so it's kind of like I burn all my glycogen off, and then I kind of refuel myself.
Yeah. That's like a perfect example of the, like, it being very specific to each person's body.
Yeah.
And like, that's why, like,
because that works for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you have to really test it out. And I think people should stop being afraid of trying things. It's not going to, like...
It's not going to kill you.
It's
no.
going to... You're going to learn from it.
Yeah.
You're going to learn from
it.
And then you can actually say, no, this doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
It might work for you, but it doesn't work for me. But, like, if you don't try, then how can you really... It's. But, you know, it's because a lot of people that enter into these diets... are doing it because they're either desperate, they just like need a change,
right.
and then once they see the change, they're in such fear, they're in this
yeah.
fear mindset
very,
of
very
like
true.
Not being able to.
Well, people
like,
lose the fun of
yeah.
changing their lifestyle and turn it into like such a like
it's a chore,
life or die,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
ride or die type thing
mm-hmm.
where it's like if I don't do this, my life's gonna fall apart, and it's
absolutely.
Like, and granted, I get it, there's definitely some people that need that and have that mindset
oh, yeah, for
that
sure.
are gonna do it, but. See, like 85% of the people, it's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
If you deviate from the plan,
yeah.
you know, you
okay.
everyone's plan has to be different from somebody else. Because he does it his way, I do it my way, you do it your way.
Yeah.
You know, and like.
And
like
Marty
all
says,
pretty healthy fucking
it's
people
okay
guys.
To it's okay to like derail a little bit.
Yeah.
Like I have people like text me all the time, like the people that I work with, oh, I'm at a barbecue. I'm, oh my god, what am I gonna eat? And I'm like. Yeah, I said,
so
I'm
I
like,
I don't know what
I'm just
what
like,
are they serving?
It's
what are they serving? What's on the menu?
Yeah, like, what, like,
I can eat it.
Or people are like, oh, like, whoa, oh my god, I'm about to eat, I'm like, I know, what am I gonna do? I'm just like, it's
like,
Labor,
what are
it's,
you, what's
it's
on
Labor
the menu?
Day. You,
exactly.
you eat the way you eat, chill out for the day,
yeah.
indulge, enjoy it, and get right back tomorrow.
This
is
life,
like,
I
do it once a week. I go, I have my indulgence day
yeah.
once a week, and even when I do go out and people are like, oh, like you can't have that piece of cake. I respond, I can have whatever I want.
Want
I just,
it, like
I,
don't
just
want
I choose
it.
Not
yeah.
to. If it's my day to indulge,
yeah.
my piece of cake is not gonna be my choice. But you know, I'll have what I want to have. You know, if I'm
you
at
know.
A restaurant, I'll go ahead and have some burger with fries or whatever I want to do, because I know the next day
yeah.
I'm good. Like I'm fine. I'm still here. I'm still healthy. Like it's gonna be fine. My whole life is not gonna crumble because I had one meal.
Yeah.
You know,
I used to, like, definitely function from that, like, fear mindset of, like, oh, my God, like, what is going to happen if I go out to eat with these people? And I found that, like, during that period of time of my life, like, I thought that I was doing everything right for myself. Like, I thought that I was thriving and doing all these amazing things for my health. But what I realized is, like, I was cutting myself off from people that I wanted to see. I was cutting myself off from experiences
yeah.
that
yeah.
I wanted to have because of this fear of not being able to eat food. Like, what the heck? Like,
yeah.
it's just food is fuel. Food is nothing more than that.
Yep.
And
yeah.
as soon as you realize that food is fuel and it's not an emotional thing,
mm-hmm.
then you can actually allow yourself to enjoy life. And that's really
yeah.
what it's about. Like, being so strict with yourself like that, like, okay, so are you having fun with that? Like, are you
right.
enjoying that? Because that is the point, is so
yeah.
you can be healthy to enjoy life.
Well,
not to, like, keep yourself in this little container, in this little bubble to, like, suffer.
Yeah. Well,
know?
That's the thing. People ask me, like, oh, my God, what am I going to eat? And I'm like, they're like, what do you eat? And I'm like,
yeah.
I literally, like, I'm a foodie. Like, I cook. Like, I was going to go to culinary school. Like, that was my plan up until, like, 5 years ago.
I'm
like,
a food blog.
But I was
like I'm gonna eat food.
Yeah.
But
I
enjoy it.
I try
you know?
To tell like I eat. I enjoy everything I eat. Like I think of food as
it's
fuel.
A plug, by the way, for my food blog.
You know, I think of food. I think of food as fuel. Like
yeah.
what I put in my body is how I'm gonna feel.
Yeah.
Now it's another thing. That's what I go by. It's my judgment. Like if I eat something and I feel like shit after, it's not good for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I'm eating it at the wrong time.
It's
and if I put something in my body and I feel good after, like the pasta, I can eat
yeah.
that. And I feel great after. Like I feel fine. I feel like I'm good.
Yeah.
Then it's like okay.
It's
like I enjoy everything I eat. I don't restrict myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't eat anything. You know, there are certain things where like I'll slow down because I know it's super good for me. But even like for the most part, I enjoy everything I eat, and
yeah.
it's still really healthy. Like I get the best of both. Like it's not restrictive. I try to tell people you it's
only
complicated.
Like everything too. Mm-hmm.
There's an alternative. There's an alternative for everything.
For everything.
I try to tell people too. It's like it doesn't have to be complicated. People overcomplicate it.
Yeah.
They make it more complicated in their heads than it needs to be.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it can be really simple if you make it, or it can be really complicated if you make it. You know, and for me in the beginning it was really hard because I made it that way.
Yeah.
I got in my own head and I was like, oh my god, like now it's like I'm so laid back with it because I can enjoy everything. And, like, there's an alternative for everything. If I'm out to eat, there's an alternative for it.
I enjoy the Taco Bell on Sunday. So
see, I would die if I ate that.
I'd probably vomit.
I think, but like that's the thing is like I've maybe had fast food a handful of times because I got sick when I was 12.
Okay.
So my diet changed when I was 12.
Yeah,
like,
that's
so the majority of my life.
Yeah.
Like,
I've
been like that. Like, I think
Facebook?
That I would, like,
yeah.
My body would be like, oh my god,
yeah,
like, what
like,
is this?
Well, that's why when I eat gluten,
I have a hangover
the next day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm useless the next day. I have a headache, I'm nauseous.
I felt great eating it.
Yeah.
And then after, you're like, but that's okay. I mean, like, see, like, that's totally fine. Whatever food that like, you want to indulge in is fine. Like, if you know that your body can, like, handle that. Like, I actually had, I wrote a post on this because, like, it really bothered me. I was sitting at a restaurant and somebody who was working there, like, asked me this because he knew me. And he was like, isn't, like, what you're eating, like, completely anti everything that you talk about? And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to talk about this because you just set me off. But I was eating french fries. And I was eating french fries and I said to him, I was like, listen, like, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I'm not perfect. And if you think I'm perfect based on my platform, then I need to start showing that side of me that I'm not.
Right.
And
you
can.
By the way.
Thank you.
I noticed it.
Keeping
that's what I do too. I have a cheat meal. I'm putting it on my Instagram. So
yeah, I'm like, I just want to show that because
I out myself.
Yeah, and I think
on
it's
podcast.
Yeah, well, especially having a presence on social media and different platforms that you pretty much show your life on. You document your life on it.
It also shows that you're a real person. And you're not
that's what it is.
I
like,
think people think that I have like a totally perfect life.
Yeah.
Like I've had people be like, I feel like your life is just like rainbows and butterflies and you're just like floating around on this cloud. I'm like, that sounds really nice, but it's no, I'm just like burning away on like all these things. And like, but I'm doing a good job because you think that's what my life is like, but you know, so I really started to kind of like shift things and show more of like, no, this is real. Like I'm in pain for this. Like this happens to me. Like I feel like this and you know,
well, that's
and
why.
Show
even,
that.
Even when I try to
important.
Put my stories and whatnot, like,
yeah,
I document everything, good or bad, because I like to show that, like, same thing. Like, I feel like people automatically think, like, oh, my God, your diet's perfect.
Yeah.
Your workouts are
good. And
I'll document the fact that,
like, everything's so great for you.
And, like, I'll document the fact that, like, I'm very open, like, on my Instagram. Like, Facebook, really the only reason I have Facebook is for this. I'm not a fan of Facebook. Instagram is where, like, but I tell people, I'm open about, like, the fact that, like, okay, like, I've been struggling with anxiety and depression.
Yeah.
Like, it's managed for the last couple of years through natural ways.
Yeah.
But I'm very open to the fact that it was, like, bad for a big portion of my life. Now, I'm open to the fact that, like, you know, the other day I put a thing on, like, I skipped the gym for a week because I had an injury. Like, I'm a normal person who, like, just has stuff. Like, it's anybody. Like, it's, you know, I like to document the fact that it's, like, even the people who live a lifestyle like we all live, and we document that stuff and we show it on Facebook and Instagram, whatever. It's like, there's another side to that.
There
it's
is.
Like, everyone should see that too. That's why I like it. Because
I get that a lot at work when we have like birthday parties and they always get like cakes and fruits and stuff. And like, I just don't eat it. And they're like, it's like, oh my God, you're so good. And I'm just like, I just don't want to eat cake and whatever you guys have right now. But I was like, this weekend, I'm probably going to have some fucking donuts.
Yeah.
And I'm going to enjoy the fuck out of them and eat maybe the whole box.
Yeah.
And then Monday I'm going to be good again. And I'm not
going
to eat your cake. You know, like, I live my life how that fits my lifestyle.
Absolutely. And I think also, like, part of it, like, I was at a birthday party and, like, they had cake too. This is actually a weekend ago. And I did not eat the cake. And everyone was like the same thing. Oh, I can't believe you're, like, resisting it. And I was like, I brought my own chocolate bar. And they're like, I can't believe you brought everyone chocolate? I was like, well, first of all, I knew there was going to be cake, and I knew that you weren't going to get any cake that was, like, even remotely good.
Right.
Like, this cake doesn't even look good.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't want that, you know, no offense. And I always bring roast. I brought my own, like, paleo puffs.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, they're going to have chips. I'm going to bring
yeah.
chips. Like,
I bring Zevia, Siete chips,
chips
and,
yeah.
and Hugh chocolate.
Yeah.
That's my go-to.
I bring Lily's.
Yeah.
Lily's and... You know, and I'll always, like, have that in my bag because it's,
yeah.
like...
I keep a thing of Hugh chocolate in my backpack.
Because you never know. You never know. And, like, it's better to be prepared and not to, like, you know, feel like you're missing
out. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's also a really big thing.
Kim, my favorite thing is when people ask me, do you eat junk food, like, ever? Like crushed donuts. Yeah, Kim's post
oh, yeah.
on... Her Instagram
donuts.
Post on donuts. I think it was
yesterday.
I saw
yesterday. East Main in Maine. I gotta get that.
That's what I saw. East Main, yeah. Those donuts looked insane.
Donut
I was drooling
shop?
Over that.
I think it's Port Chef.
Port
oh.
Chef, yeah. East Main
yeah.
and Main. They have to say, like,
I know.
Obviously. I mean,
obviously. So does the NoFo Donut Company.
What's NoFo? I don't know.
North Fork?
North.
The North Fork Donut Company? That's where
North
I go.
Yeah.
That's my spot.
Are
really, really good.
They're really good donuts.
The best.
That sounds amazing. I'm also really hungry.
Well.
All right. Well, let's see. Do you have any questions about anything? We usually leave the last 5 or 10 minutes just to bullshit.
Yeah.
Right.
If anybody else has questions, if you have questions after, we have a lot of out-of-state viewers, so time zones are weird. So if you guys are watching on the replay or listening on the replay, if you have questions, obviously still jot them down because we can get back to them.
And in 11 seconds, because there's a time delay on our video thing.
Oh, I was like, what?
We're
11 seconds.
We're going to drop an announcement on you guys.
Yeah.
So, just keep watching and wait for the segue. It's gonna come, I
3,
promise.
2,
we'll be there.
1.
Wait for it.
And a half.
It's coming.
And 3/4. Boom.
Boom.
This podcast, Mondays with Mike and Marty, is officially brought to you by Tonic CBD.
That's what's up.
Huge shout out to Tonic CBD.
Thanks, fam.
Thanks. We have a lot of listeners that actually started using Tonic CBD since we've been talking about it. We're on, what is this already, episode
24?
24? Yeah, 24.
24.
So, Tonic CBD.
Yes.
We did a huge podcast episode on Tonic CBD, or CBD in general.
Yes.
With the creators and makers of Tonic. I think it was episode 6?
Something like
that. It was either episode 6 or 7.
Something.
So we did a whole hour with Brittany and Eric, who are the creators and makers of Tonic CBD. They have some pretty big things coming as well, so that's really exciting. And if you want to know all about CBD, since we can't really explain it in 5 minutes, go back to episode 6 or 7, watch and or listen, and you can hear an entire hour on what CBD is, what it's good for, why you should use it. I personally think everybody should be using CBD, whether you need
it
or not. It
is pretty dope.
Yeah.
I use Tonic, actually.
Yeah, Tonic. So, and we're also going to put a link in the show notes to go and order CBD online if you're out of state.
Yep.
They have a whole bunch of different packages and topical rollers and...
Topical rollers are awesome.
Yeah.
Especially for guys, if you're shaving. Eric actually gave me this when he was here on the show. That if you get, like, razor burn, just roll it on your neck, it's gone.
CBD.
Seriously, it works fucking wonders.
Yeah, CBD is awesome. We
so,
all three of us use it
yeah.
every single day.
I use the chill.
Chill is
at
awesome.
Night, and like it's definitely a part of my nightly routine, and it's like
yeah.
my, it's my day.
Chill is really good for sleep, anxiety.
And it has ashwagandha in it, which
yes,
is
yes.
an Ayurvedic herb. So
I take that
I'm
daily.
All for it.
Yeah.
I take
I'm
ashwagandha daily.
Yeah.
It's a solid supplement.
Yeah,
it is.
Ashwagandha
it really
is awesome.
Is.
Yeah.
So make sure you guys are checking us out, iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Google Play, and Facebook, because you're watching us right now.
Yes.
Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and hit the little bell to hit notifications to let you know when there's a new episode up. iTunes, go on there, listen, rate us 5 stars. It literally takes you 2 seconds to click those buttons. It means a whole lot to us, so make sure you do that. And, as always, big shout out to our sponsors, Sail Away Coffee and Tonic CBD.
You guys are the best.
Newly,
love you.
Newly Tonic CBD.
Yes.
You got the graphic in the beginning and the end for both Sail Away and Tonic, so you know where to go, how to order. Sail Away gives you 10% off everything you order. So make sure you guys check that out. And if you have any questions after the episode for us or Noelle about anything that she does, definitely still do it. Where can our listeners and viewers find you and learn about you and what you do and follow your journey?
You can find me at Noelle Covery on Instagram. I have a support group on Facebook called the Self-Healing Revolution, which is open to anyone. You don't have to like request to be in it because I just want to make sure that everyone's nice.
Yeah.
And I have my website, which is noellecovery.com, and I also have a book coming out.
You have a book coming out.
Awesome.
Coming out, so it'll be available for pre-order in December, and that's also called the Self-Healing Revolution.
That
so it'll be
awesome.
Available on Amazon.
Stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
iTunes and all sorts of good stuff like that.
That is very cool. Very, very cool.
So make sure Instagram, follow.
If you're listening to this on the iTunes thing, it's in the notes
section.
We're going to have all the information that we dropped on you in the last minute and a half.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It's usually in there anyway.
But a lot of good stuff. Make sure you're following, you're listening, you're watching.
Yes.
Everyone's journey is all different, but we all kind of tie into the same basic principle.
Yeah.
And do you guys have any questions?
Any
more questions?
Any questions for the live people? Now's the time to do it
before
we wrap it up.
And Noelle, do you have any questions? Since we kind of cut that off when we asked you just 2 seconds ago.
That's okay. So my question for you guys is if you've ever heard about Ayurveda and if you do any like self-care for yourself outside of what you eat and working out and supplement taking. And what is it? Because I love asking this question to men because it's very different for men and women.
Yes. I've never heard of it before.
Cool.
So it was the first time I heard about it when I saw your Instagram profile and when we talked about it. So very, very cool concept. Very, very cool. And I do some self-love for myself.
Oh, cool.
I do listen to, usually I do it on the train ride in the morning and usually at night. Do a little reading, listen to some cool, like, chill, lo-fi, hip-hop beats. Kind of just puts me in a good,
relaxed
mood.
Nice.
Do a little meditation. I kind of like to do, review my day after, I'm done reading it at night.
Like
and kind of just
go
over, I always like to find new articles also, because I'm on Medium, and I like to read Medium, and it has a lot of cool, self-help articles and self-development articles, and I just like finding new ways that will help me kind of be a better person in the long run, be a better person, father, husband, friend, family member, whatever. But yes, and I mean that's not something I've practiced for a long time, but it's probably now been about 2 years that I've been practicing it, and it's been awesome. I made a post about my reading a couple weeks ago on my Instagram that kind of feel now that I usually read in the morning before I leave for work. I read on the train before I go on the way to work, and then on the train ride home and at night. So I feel like if I miss a little bit, I kind of am missing a piece of myself at the time now that it's become such a good habit to kind of zone everything out and just focus on myself and my development.
That's great.
So,
dope.
You?
I do.
Top that bitch.
So it's tough. So I do a lot of. I'm a big advocate on listening.
Mm-hmm.
I hate reading. I don't ever pretend that I like reading. I actually don't obtain a lot of it because I'm super just
I had to develop it.
Yeah, it's definitely something. It's definitely acquired. I would like to enjoy reading. I just don't. So I put the headphones in and I listen. I'm big on podcasts.
Nice.
I have my top people that I really listen to as far as some of them are motivation, some of them are education. I'm super nerdy when it comes to the science behind biology and biochemistry and nutrition. I study very deep into the science of it because I'm just nerdy with it. I really enjoy it. So I listen to that. But first thing, I do, before I go to bed and when I wake up, I take an ice cold shower for 30 to 60 seconds.
Cool.
I've been doing it in the morning. I'm a big believer on mitochondrial health and regeneration, and just the cold shower plunge for 30 to 60 seconds
awesome.
Works a
so
list of wonders for me. So I started doing it at night. Mm-hmm. Literally, I have been it knocks me out better than literally anything. And I sleep like a baby.
Cool.
Because when the cold, freezing cold shower actually does kick up the melatonin. It took me a minute to get used to. Because it literally knocked me out, and I would wake up kind of like almost as if I took melatonin.
Yeah.
So I was kind of groggy for a little bit, but I do that. The mushroom coffee and CBD, that's supplemental. And then I do a breathing exercise. I forget what it's called. You might know. It's the 5 seconds in, hold at the top, five seconds.
The Wim Hof?
I think it's called something like that. And I do that 5 times and that works for me. I've tried a couple of different breathing exercises. That's the one that actually works for me the best as far as focusing. And then I don't write anything down just because I have learned over the years like to kind of like practice my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have a bad mindset. Now I have a better one. So I do 3 things I'm grateful for, or people that I'm grateful for.
Wow.
And then my biggest thing is that I think of how I can help, or how I can make myself useful in people's lives. Like, who can I help today?
I love that.
You know what I'm saying? So like, that's why, whether it's on my day off or whatever, like even if it's so much as someone saying, hey, can I have your advice on this?
Yeah.
You know, that's why I like what I do so much, even besides my side stuff at the store, at Mission. You know, I enjoy when people come in and I get to spend 45 minutes with them on just educating them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I like to be, you know, a help in people's lives every day. So I try to see, like, what can I do to make someone else's life better? That type of thing. And then that's pretty much it. I just start my day off.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
The reason why I ask is because, in Ayurveda, just like in the work that I do, a lot of the gap that I really see for men's health is the self-care aspect. Like, women do facials for themselves and they take care of their body so much, but men really tend to neglect that. And there's like a couple of things that you can like easily add into your routine, like self-massage. So oiling our body, like our entire skin, is our largest organ.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the best ways to keep the body and our skin nourished and our joints and our organs all lubricated is oiling the body up and massaging yourself and then taking a hot shower and then taking a cold shower.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like the hot to the cold.
That's what I did, yeah.
So
I tried to just jump into the cold
shower.
No,
I was like, that's painful. I lasted like 10 seconds and I was like, So now that's what I do. I take a hot shower and then I slowly transition, and then the last 30 to 60 seconds is the cold.
The self-massage is actually like really amazing for recovery from workouts and just inflammation in general. So it really brings down the inflammation. And for the fall, you can use like a cold pressed sesame oil, which would be like really a really good thing. And use it on your face too, because what you really want to do is focus on the lymphatic system, and this is a way to. The lymphatic system is the only system in the body that doesn't move itself. So unless you're massaging it, whether it's dry brushing or massaging, or you can kind of move it around with jumping on a rebounder, but the best thing to do is to actually physically move the lymphatic system, which is located all throughout the insides of your body, back, everything, on your chest, like everywhere. So really like massaging and moving that around is going to actually help detox you and decrease inflammation and help with recovery. And it's like one of the easiest things you can do, and I suggest doing it at night as opposed to the morning, because you'll have more time at night, and it also will help you like really, really sleep, and you'll have like the softest, smoothest, prettiest skin ever.
Awesome.
Use that for sure.
What kind of oil do you recommend for yourself? So really, it depends on what kind of oil you use. It's dependent on your body type, but so for the fall and the winter, I suggest a cold pressed sesame oil. For the spring, a cold pressed sunflower oil, and then for the summer, a coconut oil. So you want to go in seasons again, with the weight of the oil being really heavy in the winter and the fall, lighter in the spring, and then cooler in the summer, because coconut oil is super cooling. So you want to think about energetics and things.
That.
Yeah, so kind of switching it up like that. And you can add in essential oils to that too, like if you
I just started
like
using
that.
Those.
Yeah.
Just an essential oil diffuser.
I love those.
They're pretty awesome.
Yeah, they're awesome. And in the fall, like, you really want to like move things around in the fall, because, it gets kind of like
coconut oil on my tattoos.
And you can do it on your face too, but like, because you're washing it all off. But one of the things I do recommend doing, because you want to use a lot of oil. Like, I'm not talking like, oh, just like put a little on. I'm talking about like drenching yourself in oil and like really working in your body. Like, you're going to be sweating after. Like, and what you want to do is really like stimulate the neuropeptides in your skin to open your pores and to really like let it sink in. So when you wash it off, I would designate like a towel that's like your oil towel and just put it on underneath the shower, shower off, and then like wring it out, dry it, and just like keep using that.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get into the habit of like doing the self-massage like every day, but if you can do it even a couple times a week and like work up to it, or if you can designate like this is my self-care time and do it, like it'll also help like relax your mind, relax your body, and it also makes you pay attention to every single part of your body.
Yeah.
Not just like...
It's awesome.
Yeah, so it's like really brings awareness to the entire body. And
very,
it
very cool.
Makes you feel grateful for it.
Yeah, of course.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
All right, well,
that
puts us at about an hour.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. This was very awesome.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
This
is
very, very
me.
Cool tonight.
Yeah, thanks for
learned
coming.
A lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of really great information. And guys, don't forget to download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, Google Podcasts now.
Oh, Google Podcasts.
Google Play, I don't know. Something's weird with their podcast. I believe they took all their podcasts off and put it on the Google Podcasts app. So if you don't find us on Google Play, go to Google Podcasts. We're on there. Go to YouTube, subscribe to us, download us, do all that awesome stuff. Everything you learned tonight will be in the notes.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Noel,
thanks
for coming
so much
on
for
tonight.
Having me. It was awesome.
It was a pleasure having you on.
Thanks.
And we'll be back next week.
Next week.
Who knows what we're going to do.
We don't even know.
We don't.
We're just going to think of some cool shit during the week.
And thanks, Sailaway. And thank you, Tonic, for joining the family.
Yes.
We're fucking stoked. I almost broke a glass.
That was actually pretty cool how it came back around.
I didn't break the glass. It's a good note. Good way to end, guys. Have a good night.
I feel like it would have been more badass if you shattered it everywhere.
I wish I had it.